Trumas Perek Gimel Mishneh Hey. Ha'omid Trumas Hakri Zebesoichai Maisrois Zebesoichai, or Trumas Maiser Zebesoichai. This person says, without specifically delineating a specific place in his heap of grain, he just says that the Truma of the Kri is inside of this heap, or the Maiser is inside of it, or the Trumas Maiser is inside of it. Rabbi Shimon Omer Karashem. So Rabbi Shimon says that's enough, and that's called Truma. And he called it a name. The Rav says, what does that mean? That it means that he can no longer take off Truma from a different area onto this, because this middle area inside of the heap is no longer Tevel. It's Truma. And you can't take off Truma onto Truma. You can take off Truma to be Mafrish Tevel and Mater the Tevel. But if it's Truma already, you can't take off Truma onto other Truma, obviously, because what's done was done. It's Truma there. The Rav says, even though the Torah says, by Truma, it says Rashis, the chosen, the first, and you need that what's left over and not chosen is nicker and apparent. So here you have to say, the Rav says that since he said besoicho inside of it, so the fact there's borders on the outside of the heap, all around the outside and the periphery of the heap, that's called that the shiraim is nicker. So we see according to Reb Shimon, that's enough to call it a shame and have the ramification that now you have to take off truma from it. And you can't take off from somewhere else to potter, you have to actually take off from within side of it. Chum say that it's not enough, and it's still going to be 100% Tevel. Rather, a person would need to say a specific place, whether it's the north of the heap, you know, the top part, or Bedromo, the bottom part of the heap. But Besocho is not a Makom Mesuyim. It's not specific enough. And the Rav says, the Halach is like the Chachamim. So now we have the next Shita, who's even more Mekel than Reb Shimon. Reb Elazar Chisma Omer, Ha'omer Truma Sakri Mimenu Olav, Karashem. So Reb Elazar Chisma says, the person just doesn't even say Besoicho. He just stamps says that the Trumas of the Kri, I'm taking upon myself. So that's enough. And the Rav right off the bat says, obviously he doesn't hold of Shireha Nikarim, that you don't need to have what's not taken off as Truma, that's Nikar. You don't have to recognize something that's not Truma. Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov Omer, Ha'omer Iser Meiser Zeh, also Trumas Meiser Olav, Karashem. So the Rav explains, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is arguing with Reb Shimon, that it seems inherent in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was the first Shita in the Mishnah that was Mekel, and said that if a person would say, Trumas Meister Zebesoicho, so that specific case, Reb Shimon said, that's Kara Shem. So here, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, you cannot do that. If you didn't take off Meister, and you Stam said that Trumas Meister is inside of this heap, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that's not good enough. That doesn't work. And he did not call it a Shem. However, after he was Mafrish Meister, then it actually comes out, according to the way the Tosfos Yontif explains, that Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov is actually going to be more Mekel than Reb Shimon. He's just arguing in the fact that you first have to take off Meiser, but once you actually do take off Meiser, when it actually comes to Trumas Meiser, there he actually holds, like Reb Elazar Chisma, that all you have to say, like the Mishnah says, Ha'emer, Isur Meiser Zeh, also Trumas Meiser Alav. He just Stam says, this Isur that's already Meiser, because remember, he had to take off Meiser according to him, also Trumas Meiser Olav. He uses that Losh, not like Reb Shimon, that was a little bit more Machmer, at least, where he said that it has to be Besoicho. Here he actually said, also Trumas Meiser Olav. I'm just doing it upon it. Kara Shem. So here, that's good enough. And obviously, you don't need, according to Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shireha Nikarim on Trumas Meiser.